Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, surely not. Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast. Cassie, how you doing?
Good, Alan. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Looking forward to another episode here.
Me too. So I know I say it every time, but like I am pumped about this episode.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, I raise chickens.
Yeah.
And eggs. And I saw this and I thought, man, this is a perfect. So I saw this posting. It said a duck hatches from an egg a woman bought from a grocery store.
So, I was just...
Surely not.
I was excited about this because how cute is that, number one? You get a little egg from the grocery store and then you hatch it and you have a baby duck?
Well, what if you were cracking it to eat it for breakfast and the duck
popped
out?
But she didn't. Oh, God. Okay. So, anyways, let's start... I want to back up a little bit because so sometimes we get headlines, sometimes we get articles. So the headline is good for this one, obviously, but there is a little bit of an article with it done by Fox News. It starts out like this. You never know what you're going to find in an egg. Okay, listen, Fox News. What? What are they finding in eggs?
Exactly. You know, usually you find an egg in an egg. Like... Unless it's an Easter egg.
Yo, I mean, is this a trick question? I don't know. That just seems like bad reporting to me. But a curious woman in England says she bought an egg from the grocery store and a month later, a baby duck hatched. She reportedly had been inspired to try out the egg experiment after seeing a post on social media. So I looked into that a little bit first just to see if this lady was real and if this was a true story. And it was. Her name is Adele Phillips of Wales in the United Kingdom. She went to the grocery store. So, well, first of all, she was inspired by a video on TikTok. So that was actually a hack video that wasn't real, but she saw it and that inspired her. So she went to the grocery store, bought a half a dozen free range eggs, and ended up with one little duck. She took them home and put them in the incubator. And yeah.
Yeah. So they would have to be free range because that means there was a male duck involved.
Right. I get confused on all that stuff, like with the egg and stuff. I don't. I just love that part alone because I don't know anything about it.
So here's how it works, at least with chickens. Mm-hmm. So the egg is, if there's a rooster, the egg's fertilized mm-hmm. when it comes out. So that's why you've got to collect the eggs pretty quickly. Otherwise, the hens will start nesting on them. So the process happens before the egg's laid.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, well, apparently one out of this bunch, you know, the process had happened. So she said, though, so my thought was, like, so she just went and bought six eggs and then one out of six made it. That's not actually true. She did her research and she said that if you go to the grocery store and shine a torch.
Wait a minute. You take a torch to the grocery store?
I swear this is what it said. Yeah, that's exactly what it says. Phillips told Wales Online, you can see if they're fertile or not by shining a torch against them. If you see veins, then it's fertilized and
so
you should take it home and hatch it.
I think we have a language difference here. So this is in Wales?
Yes.
So I think a torch is a flashlight there.
Come on, Alan, don't ruin it. Yeah, it was so much more fun to think of them going
two
in.
And two together.
You know, like Beauty and the Beast style with their torches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess we won't do that down here at the grocery store. So that was real. You shine the flashlight in there and you can see if they have veins or not, and that's how you would know. So five of them she just did, you know, ate, I guess. And then the one she kept. So after 10 days, one was beginning to show veins on the outside. She said it had been on the shelf for like a day, so she needed to hurry up and get it home and get it in the incubator.
So it obviously wasn't refrigerated at the store when she got it.
I don't think they would be, yeah, especially in Wales, because everybody else is a lot more realistic on, you know, how they hold eggs and things like
so
that.
So actually, eggs last months if they're not refrigerated.
I know, that's what I was just saying. Yeah. They're a lot more liberal on that, Alan. Down there in Costa Rica, when I went down there for a mission trip, I remember we went to the market to get eggs with Carlos. And like, we just walked up to this place. I could hear like a guy strangling some chickens in the back. There were feathers flying everywhere. There were feathers stuck to the egg still. It's like 100 degrees out. And he's like, all right, get some eggs. Get back, puts them right on top of the fridge, makes us our rice that we ate for every meal. And that was that. So that was a good learning experience for me.
Well, being in a, you know, third world country always is.
Well, yeah.
At least your government didn't get overthrown when you were there.
There, we were there during the election, though. That was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Because they get very, very passionate about the presidential election there. There is not one that doesn't. You know what? Not to get off subject, but I just want to say, like, after going through this election and just how terrible it was and how many people just chose not to vote and they weren't excited about it. When I was down there in Costa Rica and they had their election, I mean, every single person had whoever they were supporting, whether it was a t-shirt, a flag, whatever, they had it. And every person got out and voted. I mean, Carlos was like, first thing that morning, yeah, we got to go vote. And it was down in the schools. I mean, it was really neat to experience it. But there was just so much excitement. And then they all just like breathlessly waited, you know, and it was important to them.
So how did people that were on opposing side of the parties treat each other?
You know, I didn't get a good, I can't say a good up close and personal look at that. The people that I was around, obviously, you know, were very open and didn't say a whole lot about the other party. But for them, it was a lot about the president compared to the party. You know, you more heard what the president believed in and what his ideals were and things like that than you actually did, you know, a Democrat or Republican type thing.
So what happened, I hear, is it wasn't about the president's agenda or the party's agenda. It was about the person.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the person, not about the policies.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, we've gotten so caught up in that nowadays, which is a shame. But yeah. So back to these little baby ducks. Yeah.
Ducks.
So there's a picture. So again, okay, going back to kind of doubting, I'm like, let's see if there's actually a picture of this duck. So I look it up. Sure enough, there's a picture. His name is Morris. Did you hear
Morris,
me,
Morris the duck?
Yes.
How about Donald? You mean there's Donald the duck?
Hey, do not bring him up. Can I? Listen, I know I've been talking a lot.
Daffy Duck?
Alan.
Morris is a cat.
You've got to explain something to me. How come when Donald Duck gets out of the shower on every Disney cartoon, he has a towel around his waist? Rest of the time, he just wears a shirt with his whole bottom half hanging out.
Yeah, the water makes it come out.
Oh, God. That should definitely be cut out. Yeah, well, I just never have figured that out, and it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. So yeah,
that's what it is.
All right, so anyways, back to this baby duck. She actually has two step-by-step pictures where she took a torch, aka a flashlight apparently, and shined it on it so you could see inside. So it was really cool. But yeah, they even have the box that they bought it from in the store and all that on there.
Cool.
And then she did end up getting Morris a friend, and his name's Beryl, but let me tell you how it's spelled, B-E-R-Y-L. So I feel it's like Burl. What do you think?
Once again, what's wrong with Donald and Daffy?
They don't have Donald and Daffy in the United Kingdom, do they?
Oh, well, surely. Mm-hmm. I had a duck named Daffy. Well, it got changed to Daffodil once I found out it was a girl.
Daffy is a girl, isn't it? Oh, no,
no,
I guess not.
No.
Seems like it should be to me, so. Anyways, but here's what I want to throw out there. If someone would like to do this experiment and share the results on the Surely Not podcast, I think that would be awesome.
I think so, too. So you can email us the results at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com or just post them on our Facebook page.
And I need a picture. You have to have someone with you to take a picture of you with a flashlight holding it up to the free range eggs at the store.
There you go.
Because I want to know that you did it that way. You didn't just go out and get a little duck egg from...
So I think they're going to have to go like maybe to the flea market, because I'm guessing even the free range eggs at the store here in America are refrigerated. And once that happens, then nothing else happens.
Well, y'all...
I don't think.
But we have people in other countries that listen too. So they might be able to do it.
We got listeners in France and Germany right
now. That's exciting, isn't it? I've never been to France or Germany, but I sure would love to someday.
Neither have I. There's really? Two places I haven't visited.
Yeah. I've been a lot over the United States, but only Costa Rica as far as all the country goes. So anyways, but yeah, that was about it. She's got two precious, adorable little ducks.
That's cool. That's cool. So we're hoping to hear from you guys out there. Somebody's got to do this experiment for us.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. And if you do, I need pictures.
You need proof.
Yeah. Well, I want to see those babies. Oh, by the way, she said that it took 2 days for this little guy to hatch out.
From the time it started?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many days did she incubate him?
Let's see if I have that in my notes, Alan. I want to say during the whole process, everyone was looking at me thinking, are you insane? I was just giving it a go as a little experiment, but they all thought I would just end up with a boiled egg. Well, I definitely proved them wrong, and everyone was very shocked.
I'm guessing it's like 20-some days, probably.
She bought the eggs, or no, she got the incubator online. At the end of April, it says a baby hatched. Okay, so about a month, it looks like. It says she got the eggs in March, and then they hatched in April.
Well, good deal.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So for the Surely Not podcast, I'm Alan Stanger with
Cassie Garrett.
It's time to go egg shopping.
You've been listening to the Surely Not podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stanger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm, and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stanger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.